Brian, let's get right to a caller.
All right.
Mark, who doesn't have a guest to the question of the day, but's got something for Brian the Cashman. Hey, Mark.
I have got a Cub relic for you guys today.
Ooh.
All right.
It's a T-shirt from the Cubs convention. On the front, on the left brass plate, it says, "This old Cub." On the back of it is a beautiful sketch of Ron Santo jumping in the air, clicking his heels, circa 1969 when he did that. And it has got an unbelievably readable, gorgeous autograph right below "This old Cub" on the front that says Ron Santo in very clear writing in black ink.
Did you watch him sign it? Was that part of the convention, Mark, or did you get this from someone else?
No, I was at the convention, and they were showing the movie that year, and he was signing things.
Oh, cool.
Nice. Very nice. Man, what you're describing sounds fantastic. Like a really nice item to have. Is that something that you would just decide to keep for yourself, or is something you were interested in selling?
Well, I'd be interested in selling it because I'm getting to be this old Cub.
I hear you. So Ron Santo, again, he's, was very much on the signing circuit. So there is a lot of Ron Santo autographs that are out there. Neat item, somewhere between $100, $200, something like that, after authentication, of course.
Okay, Mark, there you go.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Come on by 16 West Ogden in Westmont to AmeriCash. Okay, got a text. This message is for the cash man. Do you like that now that's a thing? Yeah. Do people ever stop being a cash man or walk in the store and be like, it's the cash man?
Yes, we have. I don't mind it whatsoever. It's kind of fun. I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, we love it. This is Laura texting in from Willowbrook. Ooh, not too far away from Westmont at all.
No.
I have White House stationery with the White House envelope, a letter from Jacqueline Kennedy with her signature. Not sure if the signature is real. My mom got this in the mail upon Jacqueline Kennedy getting the letter following her husband's death. Okay. Any thoughts?
Oh, it's definitely an interesting piece. Now, when it comes to presidential signatures and or the first lady signatures, they utilize a machine known as an auto pen.
Uh-huh.
Very much. Now, that doesn't mean that what she has is an auto pen. It was something that we would have to look at and inspect.
Is it pretty easy to tell?
But there is ways to tell an auto pen when we do see it. They have to sign so many different letters and forms. The auto pen is used quite frequently. It's used today.
So it all depends on authentication.
Yep, all depends on the authentication.
Well, Laura's in Willowbrook. I mean, Westmont is right there.
Come on,
take Route 83 north just a little bit. You got the exit there on Ogden. Take a left on that sucker. Head west about, another mile, 2 miles to Cass?
Yep.
Go a little bit further, and on the right-hand side
is
AmeriCash.
We're right there. I'll be more than happy to review it for you and let you know.
312-981-7200. Getting a lot of pictures in about an old bayonet. Looks like just the front of it, Brian, because I know you don't deal with anything in terms of guns. That's not something you're able to deal with.
But this we will.
Ooh, there's just the little spiky bayonet part you will?
Yeah, they have both the scabbard and the bayonet, so that's definitely a big plus. Nice piece. Yeah, I can't see
it. Read the etching?
I can't read the etching on it. From what I could tell, though, it looks like a tri-blade. Looks like a really nice piece and something I would definitely be interested in taking a closer look at. As long as no one's tried to do any kind of restoration, tried sharpening it or, it's all original. Most bayonets are 100+. I mean, we've paid $1,000 for the right ones. So
okay.
Just got to bring it in.
630-969-9600 is how you can text Brian the Cash Man. He's not going anywhere. 312-981-7200, our phone number, either for Brian or for a guest of the question of the day. Or if you got a storm thing to tell us about. We're juggling here, Brian. We love to do it. More with Brian in just a bit. Brian, now I can focus just on you for the rest of the show.
All right, I appreciate that.
You ready for some calls?
Let's do it.
All right, Mary, what do you have for the cash man?
Hi. I have a Billy Beer drinking T-shirt. I know.
That's fine. A Billy Beer shirt from the Carter days?
Yeah, exactly. And I've never worn it. And I've just can't get rid of it, but I don't know if I should keep it or not.
Okay, Brian, what do you think?
Yeah, presidential type of memorabilia is always, it's always got the collector base for it. That particular type or style of item, does have a little bit of value, maybe $25, $35.
Okay,
like
something along those lines.
Yeah.
There you go, Mary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get lunch.
Well, thank you very much.
Get lunch on Brian the Cash Man. Bring it on over. Okay, let's go to Mike. Mike, what do you have for the Cash Man?
Yeah, so, hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
And also, I was driving through Barrington and Elgin. I stopped at a garage sale, and I picked up a Walter Payton signed jersey. I did not know that it was a jersey that Walter Payton actually framed for a business partner and signed it.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice. Very nice.
So signed, framed, a jersey. Do you know if it was game worn, Mike, or just a regular Bears jersey?
Oh, no. I believe this is a game issued, not worn. I think it was signed like 93.
Okay.
Talk us through. No, definitely. That's definitely a great item. You know, quality of the signature, authentication, of course, is key. You know, if it is inscribed to somebody, makes a difference in its value. But you know, Walter Payton stuff is definitely in the hundreds of dollars. It's definitely an item to bring on it.
All right.
On by.
Absolutely, Mike. Come on to AmeriCash, 16 West Ogden in Westmont. Renee, you're on WGN.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. Howdy. Renee.
Good. My mom collected before she passed away. My mom collected. I mean, I have hundreds of pieces of Department 56 Snow Village.
That is, though a neat item, and there's definitely a collector base for it. It is an item that we just do kind of steer away from.
Oh wow!
At some point, I have to draw the line. You know, it's a very much a timed sale for that type of an item.
Yeah.
So you only have a smaller window. So we generally don't handle
but
the
panel. Hold on 1 second, Renee. I'm obsessed with Dickens Village.
Dickens. Okay.
Well, the Department 56 Village, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, so my dad gave me some of his stuff. I've been building little villages. Jack, write down her name. I'm going to get her number and her number for me. Renee, do you mind if I reach out? I want to see some of the stuff you have.
Oh, absolutely. I have bins like those, you know, the big plastic bins.
My husband will kill me if I bring home anything else, but he doesn't have to know, Renee. Okay.
I won't say a word.
Okay. Don't mind writing her name down because I want to see some of that stuff. Okay.
Absolutely.
That's just my weird little thing I collect. Deborah, what do you have?
Hi there.
Hi.
Back in the early 80s, people could go to Cubs camp. I think it was out west in Arizona. And while they weren't playing baseball at the time, all the old Cubs were there. So I've got a ball autographed by people like Ernie Banks, whoa, Ron Santo, Fergie Jenkins.
All on Randy one baseball?
Yeah.
Like the whole 69 team, it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like.
The start of it.
Yeah, the start of it.
I can't read. I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
That's a lot of good names.
No, definitely a great item. I would, you know, if you have an interest in selling it, bring it on by. I'll be more than happy to review it. And we can put forth and make an offer to you.
Deborah, where are you at?
I am up in Mundelein.
Oh, Mundelein. Okay, so if you make a day trip down to the Western Burbs, head on over to Westmont. Thanks for calling, Deborah.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Brian from the 815. Where does a person go to buy gold and silver for investment reasons?
Right to AmeriCash.
So you don't just buy it from people. You will sell people gold.
Oh, yes. We sell tons of gold all the time. Mm. We have IRA-approved gold. We sell everything under the sun when it comes to gold, silver, platinum, palladium.
Are people buying gold right now?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Interesting. You thought with the prices so high, it would be a wholesale of it.
Nope. They're buying and selling. It always goes both ways. Doesn't matter. Because sometimes, you know, if you think about it, when gold shot up to $1,500, people, oh, my gosh, it's so expensive, so expensive. Now everybody's like, man, I wish I would have bought it at $1,500. Mm-hmm. I would have more than doubled my money on it. We could be at that same scenario right now.
Mm-hmm. It's at 33,
and
33 something.
Yeah.
And
might shoot to 66. Who knows?
Who knows?
I really don't know.
I mean, maybe over time, of course.
Yes.
Probably. Dan, you're on WGN. What do you have for Brian? Dan?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Dan.
Yes. Hi. I have a Patek Philippe Cantlivara, probably circa 1950.
Okay.
Is this a watch?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Very
yes.
Nice. Do you have the original box and paperwork by any chance?
I do not. I do not.
You
I
know,
got it from my dad, and it's a It's got a solid gold mesh band that, you know, but I know nothing about it other than that.
Gotcha. Walk me through what you're looking for, Brian.
Well, we're looking to see the actual watch, of course, and see, make sure it's running, see how long that band is, because generally on the mesh bands, they are like kind of a permanent size, not really a size. You can size them down. You can't really generally size them up. But it's definitely a very good item that, you know, providing everything is authentic, et cetera, will be worth in the multiples of thousands of dollars.
Because of the gold.
That's part of it, and of course, the brand itself.
What was the brand name again, Dan?
Patek Philippe.
I said Dan, not Brian.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Dan. <kidding. laughs>
Dan, that's
right. I thought it was Patek Philippe. I don't know, but it's Patek. It is Patek.
It could be either way. Either way.
Yeah. Hey, what it is worth is thousands of dollars, Dan. Where are you located at?
I'm in Lake Villa.
Okay, well, pop on down. Come on down. Yeah. Take 355 or whatever you got to take. Come on down to Westmont, AmeriCash, 16 West Ogden in Westmont. Brian, the phone number for people to call or text you
is 630-969-9600.
So if you didn't get on now, you can get on with him and
Absolutely.
Text him. Thing. Okay, we got a lot of other texts. We're going to get to them the next time you come on, which is next week. I'll talk to you then, Brian.
Fantastic. We'll see you then, John.